we're really excited tonight because we have a professional mermaid on the program, and I think it's the first time ever. So we're excited to have Lyndon Wolbert on, and she hails from Los Angeles. Lyndon, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. You know, I've never talked to a real live mermaid before.
Well, I'll do my best not to sound like I'm underwater.
Now, do you blow bubbles when you talk, or?
Well, I can blow bubbles, but I think it'll be much easier to understand if I just speak in the air.
Okay, well, we'll kind of leave it like that. Well, I didn't know, you know, because all I've ever seen them is in the movies before. I've never.
Indeed.
Never had a chance to actually talk to one, so this is great. But, of course, you haven't been a mermaid all of your life. How did you come up with an occupation that is so unusual? There can't be too many of you around.
Well, it's actually just a really neat kind of organic process that happened, and I'm really lucky because everything that I was interested in as a child, my parents made sure that they would give both my sister and I the resources or information to pursue the things we were passionate about. And I always loved the water. I loved the ocean. I loved the animals in the ocean. I loved swimming. And, of course, I loved mermaids. And so it wasn't really obvious to me that I would become one for a living. But I have to say it's probably the best decision I ever made to leave a 9-to-5 office job that was, albeit a very lovely job, but I just was dreaming about the ocean all the time, and how could I share that with people? Because I love to scuba dive, I love to free dive, and with a background in film and science, my dream was to make underwater wildlife documentary films. And so it seemed very natural at one point when the idea sort of coalesced to become a mermaid and do it that way.
Well, now, you weren't born equipped to be a mermaid. How'd you come up with a tail?
Well, it would have been really neat to have been born with one, although that would have been quite challenging to get around. However, I had a really fortunate circumstance where a friend came into my life at the exact moment that I required him to be there. My friend Alan Holt is a really talented special effects artist for Hollywood films and television and beyond, and he helped me create a beautiful, functional 35-pound silicone tail.
Wow.
So that was crazy to experience that process.
Now, I've seen that in on your website and on another process that you do that we'll talk about a little later. That's that Mermaid Minute website for kids. And it's pretty impressive. In fact, it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
What did you said he made it out of silicone, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the tail itself. Does that hinge in some way, or how do you actually work it?
Well, it's actually a really simple movement. You move very similarly to a dolphin, and inside of the silicone there is a monofin, which is a competition freediving fin, and it's very much like a mermaid fluke. You know, it's one big fin with 2 foot pockets together at the top of it, and you move like a dolphin. And because that movement in nature is, you know, it's very effective. When you look at a dolphin and how fast they can move, and whales and other large mammals that have kind of a similar makeup, you can understand why it might be really neat to swim in a mermaid tail. So the tail itself, wow, I mean, I don't know what kind of magic was happening while we designed it, but it propels me very effectively through the water. So I can go so fast in this tail. It's really, really neat.
And is that a natural feeling motion for you to do?
It's become one, yes.
Okay.
As soon as I tried it for the first time, I prefer that to swimming with my feet,
sure,
by far, with my legs kicking.
Because you've got a big advantage with the
really
tail.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's really fun.
Does it get a little hot? I mean, all of your legs are inside that tail, and I would think that, you know, it'd be fairly warm closed in like that.
Well, it's warm when I'm outside of the water and I'm in the sun, for sure. Okay. If I'm entertaining children outside of the water, it's quite uncomfortably hot, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Silicone itself is very insulating, as is neoprene, which is wetsuit material, which is lining the tail. But then also, when I'm in the water, it's really great to have a little bit of insulation because I swim in the ocean a lot. So I actually get quite cold quickly in water, just because my upper half is not insulated with that nice warm silicone.
We're speaking with Lyndon Wilbert, and she's a professional mermaid, lives in Los Angeles. Lyndon, you must be in fabulous shape. I know you can dive down to 115 feet, and you can hold your breath for about 5 minutes. That sounds pretty amazing to me.
Well, thank you. I've done a lot of really intense training over the past several years. I've been really lucky to meet some very talented and skilled freedivers. And to learn stuff like this, you really do have to be dedicated to it and understand the physiology behind it and the psychology behind it so that you can be comfortable in the water. So I don't advise that anybody try this alone, ever. It's a really fun thing to do when you have the proper safety protocol and a diving buddy with you, and I always have someone with me. I never dive alone.
Now, how did you, was it a process to be able to work yourself up to 5 minutes? I've held my breath as long as I can at different times, and it gets a little spooky at a certain point.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those sensations where it's not always pleasant toward the end of a breath hold because your diaphragm starts contracting and it's saying, hey, breathe, breathe, breathe. But once you learn your body's limitations and you respect those limitations, it's actually quite an interesting experience to learn about your physiology. It's amazing what our bodies are capable of. And it did. It took me quite some time to reach a 5-minute static breath hold. Uh-huh. You know, the first time I attempted, you know, with training, with proper training, I did about a 3-minute breath hold. So, and I still don't know what my actual limit is. I haven't gone beyond 5. I haven't tried.
Well, no, I wouldn't suggest it either. Do you have to, you mentioned earlier not only the physical part of it, but the psychological part of it. Is that just the process of letting yourself relax enough so you're not wanting to hyperventilate?
Exactly. And the more relaxed we are, the slower our heart beats, and then therefore the less oxygen we use on a breath hold. So it behooves us as free divers to be very calm and very comfortable and at ease, because the more calm you are, the longer your potential is for a breath hold or dive.
Now, we haven't talked about how you train. I mean, is it like a dolphin? They kind of hold a fish up in the air for you? Or just how do you go about this?
Well, as far as being a mermaid goes, you know, it takes so many different skill sets to really pull it all together. Obviously, you have to be in good physical condition. When I'm performing, I'm so happy doing what I'm doing, so a smile comes naturally. But interacting with people, whether it's children or adults or an audience of people that I'm talking to about the ocean or water safety, swimming safety, it's my favorite thing in the world. So training is, I mean, every time I work, I'm training, and it's such a blessing because I love doing what I do. So, yes, I do a whole lot of swimming whenever I can, and I love free diving out in the oceans off the coast here of California. We have beautiful kelp forests, and obviously mermaiding and being, you know, working jobs and things around the world and around the country are training in itself all the time.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the jobs that you do get. You're a freelance mermaid. You work for yourself. How do these jobs appear?
Well, I guess I'm really fortunate that I've had a lot of people give good word of mouth of my services and say, hey, my daughter had this mermaid at her birthday party, or this nonprofit or charity will promote the work that I've done and helped them with. I've worked with Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm a huge supporter of Reef Check Worldwide. I do a lot of work with them, and I'm so excited to be a part of their organization. And it's just so much fun to see someone call and say, hey, I heard about you from so-and-so. And so a lot of it's word of mouth. Some of it is really great publicity. Luckily, I've been, you know, featured on a bunch of different shows, Today Show 2020, and things that really kind of pique people's interest. So between that and, I guess, a good website and some good videos, my YouTube videos on my Mermaids in Motion YouTube channel get a lot of attention as well.
Now, you probably don't have a lot of competition out there. I'm assuming, unless there's some real ones running around I'm not aware of. How do you figure out what you're going to charge somebody for what you do?
Well, that's a very good question, and it pretty much ranges. I do so much charity work, but I also go completely the other end of the scale, and I do a lot of really high-end parties here in Los Angeles and Hollywood. So I have the good fortune of being in a great situation geographically. Los Angeles is chock full of swimming pools, so I'm very, very happy that there are people here who have parties year-round and events, and so I'm really pretty much a year-round mermaid, but certainly spring and summer are mermaid high season, as it were.
Okay. Do you get a little nervous if the phone doesn't ring for a while?
I sort of got over that after doing this for several years because I have good faith in the universe and that everything works out. So being independently, you know, employed, I'm really lucky that I just keep swimming. In the words of Dory, I just keep swimming, and work just keeps coming my way.
Oh, that's great. I saw on your website that you do some swimming among the stingrays in Jellyfish Lake. Maybe you can tell folks where that is and why you're able to do that.
I had a really magical experience last year in a place called Palau, which is a small chain of islands. It's a country in the South Pacific, in Micronesia, and there is a beautiful place called Jellyfish Lake. And the magic of this is that millions of years ago, the island, it basically sunk into itself and created a lake in the center of this island. And there were jellyfish that evolved in that lake, separated then from the ocean. And they lost their ability to sting because they had no natural predators in the lake. So now we have this awesome place where divers, snorkelers can go and swim amongst thousands and thousands of beautiful pulsating jellyfish without getting stung. So I got to do that last year, and it was a dream come true.
Were they filming for a special event when you were there, or did you just happen to be there and find out about it?
Well, I knew about Jellyfish Lake, and I am so lucky that I have a GoPro camera. I love that little camera, so I bring it everywhere, and I brought that little GoPro camera into Jellyfish Lake with me, and I had an extremely talented photographer named Wendy Capilli-Wilkie, who actually photographed me amongst all the jellyfish, and so I have both photo and video of this amazing, somewhat serendipitous experience, really, to have met Wendy the day before, and she said, "Hey, you know, I'd love to photograph you." So her company is Island Bliss Photography, and she just does incredible work in Palau.
Now, that GoPro, for folks that aren't aware of it, that takes video, and it also takes stills, I believe. Your model does that?
Yes. I have the Hero 2, but I would love to get the next version, which has higher resolution, but it does. It does still and videos. Wendy shot on her really nice high-end still camera. So we have gorgeous stills from her camera and then some video from my little trusty GoPro.
Sure. And you also swim among the sharks. Do they think you're one of their buddies? Or, I mean, how does that work?
Well, I have done some mermaiding down in the Bahamas with Caribbean reef sharks. And there is just this beautiful, beautiful place where I go that they do kind of shark tours where you can actually go witness the sharks on a scuba dive and you can dive with them. And I happen to be friends with one of the people who works down there, Christina Zanotto, who's known as the Shark Dancer. And she has introduced me to her babies, all of these gorgeous sharks. And so I dive around with them, and it's a very safe environment because I'm surrounded, again, by a safety team. I don't do anything without safety teams when I'm doing mermaid work, especially with wild animals, because they are unpredictable. But these particular sharks do not eat humans. They're not interested in us. You know, they eat fish on the reef and stingrays and other things like that. So I just, you know, relax, and I'm there swimming, you know, with my legs tied together, with no mask on, holding my breath, around sharks, like every normal person.
Well, they might not think you're a human. They might think you're a fish.
Well, they did. It was funny. The first time I dived with the sharks, I'm longer than they are. I'm actually larger physically in this tail. And they were really skeptical of me and kind of circling far away. And we were having trouble actually filming them and getting them in a shot with me. Because at first they were scared of me. They didn't know, who is this large creature that's bigger than us? It's not blowing bubbles.
Yeah.
So I think they gradually got used to it. They saw I was not a threat. I was just kind of swimming around, hanging out. And finally I was able to get some really gorgeous photographs down there with Matthew Addison and Grant Graves.
Now, when you're out doing things like that, somebody comes by in a sailboat, do you like pop out of the water and wave at the sailors?
I have done that, and it's been amazing. In fact, it happened in Palau with a boat full of children, and it was great. I saw them, and I was doing the shoot with Wendy, actually, and I said, oh, my gosh, is that a boat full of children over there? I said, can you hang on a second? And I just went underwater, and I went, you know, for a very long time underwater and suddenly popped up in front of this boat full of children. And it was the sweetest thing because all these little smiles on their faces, and they're taking pictures, and Mommy, Daddy, and pointing, and it was so cool.
I think I checked the alcohol content in my drink.
Yeah, it was a very funny thing because it wasn't planned. This was completely unplanned. So a spontaneous mermaid pop-up in the middle of Palau.
That's just great. Yeah, you can have a lot of fun with your occupation when people aren't expecting to see you come out of the water like that. So that's great. Maybe you can tell folks a little bit about, since you were just talking about children in sailboats, about your website, Mermaid Minute.
I would love to. I have a web series that I've created for kids because that's my passion. My favorite thing out of everything I do as a mermaid is talking with children and educating children about the ocean. I fell in love with the ocean when I was little, so to have a resource that's online for any child to watch on YouTube was my goal. So I created the Mermaid Minute, which is 1 minute about an ocean topic for each episode. So at mermaidminute.com or on the Mermaids in Motion YouTube channel, you can watch season one, which has been out and is so much fun. And I'm actually about to launch a Kickstarter for my season two. So this is a very exciting time for me.
Well, that's just great. How about your regular website? How can people find you?
People can find me at mermaidsinmotion.com. And, you know, there are lots of videos and pictures and interviews and fun things, little T-shirts you can buy for little sea fans. I call the kids my little sea fans. And then also, you can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/mermaidsinmotion.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Thanks for that information. We've been speaking with Lyndon Wolbert, and Lyndon is the only professional mermaid that I know. And it's just so delightful to speak with you tonight, Lyndon. I want to thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And just reading the email that you sent back to our producer, Anne, I want to also wish you best wishes.
Well, thank you so much. This is Anne. Thank you so much for calling and emailing and having me on the show. It's truly a pleasure.
Thank you. We hope to talk to you again sometime.